You and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was about 5 weeks ago. It was looking like a beautiful weekend coming up. So I made a suggestion to the family, hey, let's go on one of those Sunday afternoon tours of the Detroit River. Sunday afternoon came, you know, we got out of worship, went home, and I putzed around the yard a little bit, pulled some weeds, watered the garden, maybe even took a nap. I knew the boat was scheduled to leave at 3:30, plenty of time. Got in the car, headed down toward Wyandotte to the boat dock. But along the way, we hit some congestion on the freeway. Then we exited the freeway and some detours because of construction on the surface streets. We pulled into the parking lot in Wyandotte, got out of the car, and at a pretty good clip, started heading toward the boat dock. And as we got within 20 feet of the boat dock, they pulled the plank into the boat. They said, too late. I missed the boat. No big deal, though. Even though I missed the boat, no big deal. It turned out to be a decent afternoon. You know, this morning, though, we're looking at some words from Isaiah written or spoken 2,700 years ago, encouraging people and encouraging us today, too, to not miss the boat. If you would, please, turn to the Old Testament lesson for today in your worship folder, Isaiah chapter 55, and let's read together verses 6 and 7 and hear how Isaiah puts it when he tells us, don't miss the boat. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7. Let's read it together. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Don't miss the boat. When Isaiah spoke these words 700 years before the birth of Christ, he was speaking to a nation that was afflicted with the sin of indifference. You know what indifference is? Indifference doesn't have much interest. Indifference says, I don't care. Indifference is just disinterested. And when a people are afflicted with the sin of indifference, spiritual indifference, that matter of missing the boat becomes a matter of life and death. Listen to some verses from Isaiah, where Isaiah was speaking to this problem with the sin of indifference. In Isaiah chapter 45, Isaiah talks about how the people didn't listen, how they just didn't seek God. Isaiah 45, verse 20. He sees many things, but does not observe. His ears are open, but he doesn't hear. In Isaiah chapter 53, he speaks about the cold indifference. He writes, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, that sin of indifference was not just a sin of Isaiah's day. It's a problem for our day, too. It has continued on through the ages. Back in the days of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Christians at Rome, wrote these words, there is no one who understands, there is no one who seeks God. Do you struggle sometimes with that sin of indifference? That sin of indifference that might say, oh, I'm too busy to get too involved with God. Or how about the sin of indifference that manifests itself this way? I know what the Bible says, but I feel this way, so this is what I'm going to do. Or that sin of indifference that believes that God is a good God because we receive so many of God's blessings, and then deep down in our hearts we believe, oh, God would never punish anyone. God would never hold on to those threats that he makes in his world, in his word. Or how about the way that the sin of indifference can manifest itself in the heart of an unbeliever who says, I don't believe in heaven or hell, especially I don't believe in hell, so I'm just going to be okay. Jeremiah in chapter 33 speaks about the signs of the sins of indifference too. He writes these words, so they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not listen to them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely son of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. Isaiah warned that God does not like an indifferent attitude. God warns through Isaiah, saying in Isaiah 42, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another. Even in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, Jesus speaks there and warns about the sin of indifference when he talks about a person being hot or cold spiritually. The problem is, too many people are lukewarm. They're neither hot nor cold. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus says, I know your works, that you're neither cold nor are you hot. I wish that you were either cold or that you were hot. However, since you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You know what's so amazing and so wonderful about this passage from Isaiah 55? As God is calling us to turn away from those sins of indifference and to seek the Lord. And not just seek the Lord, but remember how God wants us to seek him? Seek the Lord with all of your heart. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well. Isaiah goes on in chapter 55 and tells us about the amazing grace, the amazing love and mercy that God has for us. Even for those times that we have been in, even if we've been indifferent, even if we have been straying from God, God says to Isaiah, seek me, find me, come to me, so that, in verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, so that the Lord may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God wants you to seek him, so that he can abundantly pardon you. He wants you to receive his mercy. Two thousand years ago, on a hill outside of Jerusalem, Jesus was being crucified. As he was being crucified, there were two other people crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Both of them criminals. One of them hurled insults at Jesus. The other one defended Jesus and then spoke to Jesus saying, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he had the wonderful, awesome privilege to hear Jesus say to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." He sought God, and he was pardoned. When he called out to Jesus, asking Jesus to remember him, he was still a thief. But when Jesus said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," in God's eyes, he was no longer a thief. He was a full, complete, forgiven sinner. Forgiven in the eyes of God. Even though he had likely lived his entire life far from God, he's in heaven. Even though he wasn't baptized, he's in heaven. He received God's mercy and grace because he sought God and God gave it to him. The theme for my sermon this morning is perfect timing. Because whenever we seek the Lord, it is perfect timing. It's like the Chinese proverb that says, when's the best time to plant a tree? The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today. The best time to seek the Lord is, 20 years ago. The second best time to seek the Lord is right now. Receive his pardon. Back in 1830, a man by the name of George Wilson robbed the U.S. mail service. And back in 1830, if you robbed the mail service, the punishment for your crime was death by hanging. He was sentenced to death. But lucky for George Wilson, President Andrew Jackson pardoned him. He didn't have to die for robbing the U.S. mail service. But in an unexpected turn of events, Mr. Wilson declined the pardon. He didn't want it. Even though the President of the United States had pardoned him, he turned it down, and the matter was brought to the Supreme Court. Would he die or wouldn't he die? The president said, "You're pardoned, you can go free." Mr. Wilson said, "No, I want to pay the price for my crime." Chief Justice Marshall concluded, writing that Wilson would be executed. He wrote, "A pardon is just a slip of paper, the value of which is determined by the acceptance of the person to be pardoned. If it is refused, it is no pardon. George Wilson must be hanged." When Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, when that perfect Son of God said, "It is finished," indicating that the debt of all of our sins is paid for in full, he paid for the price. He paid the debt of every single sinner, including you and me. A pardon. But as we all know, it, just like it was for George Wilson and the pardon that Chief Justice Marshall wrote about, that pardon that Jesus offers is only a pardon for those who receive it. Jesus said that God loves you so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But sadly, too many go through life not seeking God, not believing, and therefore do not receive the pardon. This morning we hear Jesus, we hear Isaiah call out to us, seek the Lord while he may be found. I pray that each of us not only seek God, but also find him and know him. When we seek God that's revealed to us in the pages of Scripture, we see a God that loves us totally. And when we see that kind of God who loves us enough that he would even send his son for us, our response of seeking that God is loving him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul. May that be our walk in Jesus' name. In his name, amen. Please stand and join me in a word of prayer.